Matt Maurer, Republican 1st District Congressional candidate, joins us again. GMI Studios on this Thursday. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Jack. It's a balmy -3 up here in Guilford right now. So we're feeling the warmth, though. It's great.
Is that where you live, the Guilford area?
Yeah, we're up in Guilford. Beautiful East region.
Beautiful area. I was talking to someone this morning up in Guilford. It's a beautiful area. A great, great place to live. Let's talk a little bit about the race, but, you know, big news yesterday out of Washington. Not a big shocker. Justice Breyer, almost 3 decades on the bench. His retirement's been kind of rumored about, but now it's an opening for the Biden administration, no doubt. Progressive-type, more liberal judge, I'm sure, and I think the president will fulfill his campaign promise about a first black woman to be put up to the Supreme Court. And I would hope, I'm going to run this by you, Matt Maurer. I said earlier to Matt, Mike Bauer of NBC News, when you saw the Trump judicial opportunities, especially the Kavanaugh hearings, I thought the circus and the immaturity and the political immaturity and shenanigans, namely of the Democrats, when they opened those hearings was embarrassing. I thought it was like, you know, worse than Saturday Night Live skit and insulting. It just was awful. And it was the whole tenor of the nomination process, and I felt badly for the Kavanaugh family. And eventually, of course, we know how things went, and you know, President Trump had not one but two. And on this one here, you're the candidate running for Congress as a Republican. Would you urge the Senate to be civil and respectful and expect that this is what a president does? The judge is retiring. It's going to be a liberal progressive justice. Make sure they're qualified, he or she, make a good choice. And not play that game out as nasty, or do you expect it will be a nasty confirmation process?
Well, look, you know, and obviously in the House, I won't have a vote on this,
right?
Since I'll be left for the U.S. Senate. But, you know, I think we need to
I know that. I know that. Yeah. I just want to know about the tenor and the tone, what you think should happen here.
Yeah. Right. And look, chances are pretty good Joe Biden's going to nominate someone that a lot of us, myself included, would not, you know, necessarily support, you know, for a number of reasons, because of judicial interpretation and things like that. But, you know, the fact is that we need stability in our politics again. What you saw the Kavanaugh family go through was really just shameful. I mean, this politicization of the courts in that way. And what it's going to do, Jack, is it's going to make sure that good people who want to serve don't step up. And that's, you know, really a shame, because I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't be vetted. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't get the due diligence necessary in the review process. I mean, after all, this is the highest court in the land. You know, same thing goes for running for Congress, running for Senate. I mean, this is, you know, running for president, certainly. I mean, these are positions of public trust. The public has a right to know, you know, what's in your background, making sure that you're qualified and vetted for these positions. But the same token, there's a way to do it to ensure that we're actually bettering the cause of our country and not just tearing apart the fabric. And, you know, that's what's just so frustrating. What you saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, with people doing sit-ins and stage-ins and, you know, almost borderline riots at times, you know, outside of the Capitol and the Supreme Court as well. You know, it's really beyond the pale, and it just doesn't do a lot for our democracy right now.
No, and I agree. It shouldn't. I mean, why would you, and this is sad, Matt, Matt Maurer's, why would you even want to be put up knowing the process? It's just so stressful and not, you know, not civil. But anyway, let's switch gears. When you look at what's going on now in Washington, you know, we just don't know where things are going to go legislatively. You know, the Build Back Better seems to be on hold, but then the president a week or so ago in his long press conference hinted at, you know, trying to chip away at that. You know, the voting rights legislation went down because the Democrat senators, by the way, they didn't want to change the filibuster in the Senate. So legislatively, where to think between now and the midterms? What are the big worries you have in Washington with the Democrats still holding the majority in the House and the Senate?
Well, I've got two big worries, Jack. The first is that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all the members of Congress, including, of course, Chris Pappas, who I'm running against, aren't doing anything right now to actually address the concerns of everyday, you know, citizens. You know, whether it's the increased cost of home heating oil, the increased cost of food when you're going to the grocery store, the supply chain shortages, the workforce shortages. These are the problems we're facing right now, right? I mean, you know, we've refilled our home heating oil twice this winter already. It's 50% more than it was last year. You've got folks who are really out there struggling right now to get by, and you've got small business owners who aren't able to find workers right now. These are the things that, you know, D.C. should be focused on. Instead, you know, you got Joe Biden out there yelling about, you know, calling everyone racist if they disagree with him on some on a piece of voting legislation that all it does is require you to, you know, use voter ID, I mean, which is a really common sense measure. And so, you know, that's my biggest concern. And the second is, you know, Jack, earlier this week, I called for a ban for members of Congress to have individual stock investments. And part of the reason is because we've just lost trust in D.C., and this is not a partisan issue. You know, you've had Republicans and Democrats, you know, the most notable one recently, of course, is Nancy Pelosi's husband, who, you know, have made these large investments into individual stocks and then sold them after they found different types of information from benefiting from serving in the public office. And it's insider trading. I mean, and that's what's happening right now. And so we need to ban that in order to restore trust in public office. So I'd say it's two things, Jack. Just going back to your initial question. One, it's they're ignoring the plight of real problems. And two, it's they're not doing anything to improve the trust that we should have in D.C. right now and in our leaders down there.
Matt Maurer's Republican, 1st Congressional District. Yeah, the public service has been good for the Pelosi's out of San Francisco. What, over $100 million worth at least, I think? And I think she just bought, the House Speaker bought a new place in Florida. God love her. Good for her. I think it was like $20 million. You know, they just, you know, public service, right, Matt? Hey, before I let you go.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jack.
No, you go.
I was going to say, you know, they made over $5 million on that one stock trade last year. You know, that's what got a lot of attention. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi's husband spends, you know, over $4 million investing in Alphabet, the parent company of Google. Mm-hmm. That week, an investor report comes out because they had the legislative language had come out about the bill that would possibly regulate Google and show that it wouldn't have an impact on Google. The stock skyrockets. He sells the stock. They made over $5 million on that one trade alone.
Wow.
$5 million for
public,
you know, that's what disgusts people about politics.
Public service, Matt. Public service, right?
That's right. Well, that's what it should be about, Jack, and that's what we're going to do and make it about public service again when we get down to Washington, D.C.
All right, Matt Maurer, Republican 1st District Congressional candidate.